This morning we're hosting Jaya and Devas Mita from Unity Pavilion in our studio. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Miriam.
And the occasion is, now it's turning already to be traditional Art for Land exhibition, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, it's the fourth.
You're starting on 1st of February.
Yes, and we would take this occasion to invite all the Auroviliens, newcomers, then friends of Auroville, guests and volunteers. Please come many to encourage the artists and also to be in that beauty because they have really offering since quite a few years, and this year special because we are ending the 50th anniversary by end of February, okay? And it won't be just beauty, but they'll be bathed in music because we are starting with Gordon. After
that will be 1st of February, which is Friday in
yes.
the afternoon, right? At 4 p.m. if I'm correct.
Yes. Exactly. So the timing is 1st of February at 4 p.m. And we'll be starting with the lighting of lamps. Then flute by Gordon, who is from USA, a friend of Auroville, was ex-Aurovillian. And then we'll have a short presentation by Jaya. And also Mr. Shunkat is coming, the secretary of our foundation will be there also, and there'll be a tea break, and at 5 jazz concert by Marlenka and Shankar Shan, and then after they listen they will go move around to visit and enjoy the artistic works, and we'll continue with Sound of Music by Aurelio and his team. So it will be really both beauty, artistic beauty, and plus music together this time.
Our senses will be completely fulfilled and indulged in beauty and what?
Immersed in beauty and sound. Yes.
So it's going to be a nice afternoon.
Yes.
Friday, 1st of February.
Yes. So please come, many, all our friends, and to support also the artists and encourage them to continue to create more.
Yes.
I believe you have already all the art pieces.
No.
Not yet.
We still have art coming in, and we still also are very welcoming.
Absolutely.
More artworks now.
Well, insofar how much you have, or how many pieces you have, from whom you have it?
We have quite
a
lot. We cannot put everything, but still, what we are doing is from last year, some artists, we are asking them to exchange with the new creation that they have done this year. So that's happening now. So those who have not yet, those artists, not yet offered for Art for Land, please come before 28th of January.
Generally speaking, over these last 3 years, we have more than 70, between 70 to 80 artists who donate, and we have usually more than 300 artworks. So we have the Auroville artists, and then we have artists from the ashram, we have artists from outside.
Pondicherry.
And Pondi, and in India, and some people from abroad. Some artists send artworks.
Yes.
Friends of Auroville and friends of friends.
Yes.
Friends of Aurovillians are sending also.
Yes.
Where do you store all this art?
Well, we have stored it.
We have managed to store in Unity Pavilion. Maybe we will need later on to create a real space for keeping them. Otherwise, sometimes we are giving back to the artists, and then again they bring back. So that is possible because we don't have enough storage space. So sometimes we give back and then collect.
From the arts which was donated last year, was any pieces left over?
Yes. Our work has been to really make this kind of known, but we are not the strongest on the side of advertisement and all this, no? But we feel that we have much more potential. We had arts for maybe 70, 80 lakh, no?
Yes.
You could say that would be the value if the artist had been selling them outside, not including the gallery percentage and like this, no? And we maybe realized 10 lakhs, something. So there is much more potential. And in this context, we would like to encourage Aurovillians, because for many Aurovillians, it looks a lot of money because we don't live with big budgets. But actually, Aurovillians can also contribute and towards artworks, and they can do it with a monthly installment towards the land, mm-hmm. which we anyway yeah, want to encourage. We want to encourage yeah. that, that actually we would like.
We'll have,
we are working on a project where we would actually like that there is a commitment, because the land situation is really, really painful at the
moment. Now we can actually, even if somebody maybe didn't believe it yet, now we can painfully see it with some constructions.
Yes.
Cutting down
recently
the trees.
Cutting down the trees and plowing for the new road.
Yes.
And especially when you see the villages which were we are surrounded closest, they're becoming like a city. So, and they have all grown because of Auroville. And Auroville has to go bigger, you know, and to have more population so that it is balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, all our... what I'll say that people who are looking after this growth of Auroville, they will see that green area is balanced with it, you see. But we have to grow so that we are not overpowered by the outside.
No, because it's
growth.
Actually it's also true that usually those developments which are kind of semi-illegal, they are usually not even from the local population, but yeah. from some developer who bought it from them.
Mm-hmm. I think one has to make a big difference, because I think everything which is development in the bioregion, for the bioregion, this is in alignment with Orville's work.
Yes.
It's the investments and the speculation, which is,
yeah.
is... And the thing is that before, in the earlier days, when we were kind of much more living on the land, all of us, there would be a plot which was available. Individually, people would struggle to find the money because it was so close. Today, we live in flats, and it's kind of a distance. You don't see it, and so it is as if something... And then we have these three, four people, Ariadip, Mandakini, Sigrid, who are working very hard to raise funds from outside.
And they're doing good job.
They are doing a fantastic job, but
true.
We cannot land such a big thing only on these people. We need to take responsibility as a community.
That is also true.
And you see, we need to make a commitment as a community that this is our responsibility as much as it is the outside. It's not only the only thing we need to do, because something needs to be done on a kind of more political level, with laws and agreements like that to protect this project. But also, we have always... I was just reading a book on mathematics, and I think it's something called Hilliard's Hotel. I think the name is Hilliard or Hilliard or something. It's a mathematician. And it's about the infinity hotel. Mm-hmm. And how with moving numbers, you can always fit in another infinite number of people into an infinite number of rooms, no? Isn't a mathematical thing.
Mm. And I've heard about it, but it's also interesting.
It's very interesting, you know, how you do. You have an infinite number of rooms in this hotel, and you have an infinite number of people staying there. And then a busload is arriving with more people, and you need to fit with another infinite number, and you need to fit them in. And because the hotel is infinite, mm-hmm. you can just keep moving the rooms in a certain, the numbers in a certain way. It's a kind of mathematical thing.
Mm. So coming back to that.
No, I just want to complete that one, no? We actually can move again with our finances inside. We can actually make a community commitment that every account, every individual, every account, every business has to trickle money for the land. And it's not about taxes, so it's not about any fixed amounts. It's not about any kind of percentage. That is up to the individual. It can be 10 rupees, it can be whatever, you know.
Mm.
But if we commit that every account have to do this, we will actually have a continuous flow inside. Because what I just heard the other day was that presently we have maybe 1 crore to buy land for, but we have 30 crore of land worth which is available. So if at least we start to create a continuous flow inside, supporting, and then if we commit like this, we can ask members of outside organizations also to do this kind of commitment, and friends.
Yeah.
But I think in Auroville, basically always, the responsibility has somewhere been sitting with the Aurovillians. All
yes,
the tree planting which has happened, that happened in the early years, came from people just stretching and doing it. There was not enough money for food, there was not enough money to buy transport, etc. Still they planted the trees. We have to take that kind of movement together today.
Mm.
And not
land,
feel that it's something which sits with four people. It sits with each one of us.
Mm.
And I am pretty sure that even my granddaughter, who has her account, can put 10 rupees every month and be happy to do that.
Mm.
Great.
Rasmita, you wanted to add something.
This Art for Land exhibition, I want to come back to it saying that it has created a worldwide family of artists. So those who still want to join, they have just passed by Auroville, and they are creating many beautiful artistic things. Most welcome. Mm-hmm. And to make this Art for Land exhibition, which is going to start on 1st of February, will continue till 15th of March. Mm-hmm. So during that period,
there are also some events.
Yes, we are having many beautiful events, educative and cultural also. Like Saturday 2nd, already 1st, as you heard, there are many, we are bathed in music. And on 2nd, there will be World Folk Dance. And then Tuesday 5th February, there is My Relationship with the Wood by Torkil from Prakriti. You know, he was inspired by after 10 when he saw all these woods and the shape of the trees, and he tried to keep that natural shape and give form to those woods. So that is be very interesting. He'll be sharing his experience and what he's doing. Then Wednesday, 6 February, World Cafe and the documentary film, which you have already started, and we will continue for a few months, twice.
We had a very positive response on that. Yes. It's very nice.
And that Wednesday 6 is going to be a particular movie, right?
We have started by the beginning of Auroville. So it is as if you are plunging into the pioneer time. It was really good. And we'll continue to show different years' films. And then Saturday 9th February 5 p.m. Mudra, the symbolism behind your hand gestures.
By you?
By me, yes. So anybody, yes, it's a sharing and experiencing at the same time. People will participate. It's like a workshop.
It's like a workshop because Mudra is also one of the yoga.
Yes, exactly. You can heal.
No?
Yes. And in temple they use, in yoga they use, in many other fields they use this, and how all that we are doing, how it has a meaning to all these movements. We do it with just like spontaneously, but in dance there is a name, there is a symbol, there are many symbols for even one gesture. So we will discover that. Then Monday 11th, Water the Source of Life, because Gilles Bulico, who has worked since a long time, he was doing earlier outside in France, and he's invited to different parts of India also to speak, and he will speak, and it is very, very interesting. I had a talk and it is really interesting. So I invite all of you to join all these activities, and for the sharing, and also if you have questions. Then Tuesday 12th February, Living a Healthy Lifestyle. We had already one edition with Dr. Geeta, and we'll continue. It was before Ayurveda, the health and healing. She's coming from Pondicherry, and she will give us her experience in this field.
But then you have on Friday our own Jules from Pichadi.
Yes, the Future Garden.
That is also
very beautiful because he was a pioneer. Since 1970, he is working on this field, and how he has developed and medicinal plants, his knowledge about it, and his experience in Auroville and outside Auroville. That will be fantastic.
And there's a lot of projects outside.
Yes, fantastic. Many people have seen also his projects outside, like in Chennai, you know, Leyland, how it became something, a beautiful park. Then there is 23rd of February, 5:30, Harmony of Sounds by Aurelio and his team. Tuesday, 19th February at 5 p.m., The Forms I Dream with Bio Cotton by Uma. And you know, everybody knows Uma, how interesting she is when she speaks, and passionate about her work. We'll have more events
coming. We have more programs in the coming, also, but
we'll just speak about all that is already confirmed. And just keep all of you see on the in Auronet and also in News and Notes posters, and Auroville Radio also will keep informing Miriam about it, all other events. And 3rd March, it is Carnatic Flute Music by Gordon and his invitees, musician coming from Chennai. So that will be also
very big.
I think also people should, I don't have the dates on the paper now, but the two talks from Loretta will be on death, transformation and immortality. So look out for them, because that will be very, she usually gives two talks every Art for Land in February.
Yes.
And that will be, I'm looking forward to that.
So please, we welcome everybody, and we, all of you are invited for this event, 1st of February. And you continue to come to Unity Pavilion to enjoy all these events.
As far as I remember, the first time, I think it was the first time, there was also an auction, right?
The first one was set up as an auction, and it was much, much smaller. But it was the first event. It was done with Jasmine and friends, no? It was a kind of a... That time we didn't know how to continue
probing,
and like that.
Starting.
And then we the next year. But then we have... This is on a donation base, no? Mm. So basically the artists, they give their
art artwork?
Pieces, their artworks. And then people donate towards it. Mm. So it's a series of gifting. There's actually no buying and selling in it, so we are not getting into that part of it. It's part of the donations. We put in so many social events, and it was difficult because what happened was that people came. Now what we do is that for people who come, many people move through Oroville. Mm. We let them take the artwork with them if they are traveling and moving like that. So we kind of have this happening. You can say it's like an ongoing thing. Something which I would like to mention, which we are just setting up now, is the fact that there are many other people who want to give something, who are not artists, mm-hmm. but to have nice things, and they would like to give them for the land.
Such as,
you know, a beautiful vase or some beautiful embroideries or, you know.
Decorative.
Or simply something, you know, I got one very, very beautiful dress that somebody gave. Mm-hmm. So can be with beautiful silver embroidery on and like this, no? So we are looking at the possibility that we take one Sunday, because we don't want to mix it just in to the exhibition, because then it gets too... Already we have such a variety that it's really a task to hang it in a way that is really meaningful, no? So it's a big job for us to do.
All the space is turning into gallery outside. And
we should outside. We are thinking about doing one Sunday, a kind of, and I'm inviting people for that also to participate, to give, no, to actually have a kind of not a flea market, because these are very nice things, no, but to have things which are not exactly paintings or sculptures, but cultural artworks, you could say, both for wearing and hanging and using in the house. To give items like this, and then we have, and I thought we can, if we do it in the afternoon, then we can invite all our wonderful bakers to contribute, and we can have a very lovely tea, one of those exceptional Oroville teas where you will
like
find at somebody's birthday, and we have this kind of sale, and again we do another flow which goes towards the land, and not to forget that throughout the whole event, we will still have our Grace Lottery.
Yes.
Which was initiated.
Which Sunday is going to be that?
We have not decided it. It will come. Because we are just...
No, the lotteries
no.
is throughout,
lottery
the,
is the, whole
throughout
time.
The exhibition.
Lottery we have the whole time.
Yes, that means there are children and adults making small little things, you know, which you can give to, it's not much, and people donate for that. So that money also goes to land.
Yes.
That's
so
it.
We have all this. We had last year, we had a lot of crystals and things made with stone, which somebody had been given to us. The year before that, we had from the peacock, white peacock pottery, what children had done. So we hope to have a mixture, and we have other artists who also wanted to give smaller things like that. And we put it in the Grace Lottery. So we have different categories, and you give a donation, and you can take your lot.
Pick up the
and
lottery.
Then you actually, everybody wins. That's why I call it the Grace Lottery. There used to be 10 rupees. Now we ask 20 rupees for the lots, no? But basically, everybody wins something. So it is a very fun and...
Yes.
And
especially
the children...
They love it.
They love it.
They try
it's
many
very
times.
Much for
Papa,
the kids.
Can you give me something? Mama, can you give me? And they just put in that.
And
lottery.
It's very nice things, you know. Everybody
yes.
and
they get something, no?
Yes.
The children love it because it's something that they can afford and they can do, and they get really excited. And then the adults, they turn into children and get as excited
yes,
too,
it
no?
Is
so
true.
It's
it
a
is
fun
true.
Thing.
And at the same time, I would like to thank Emiko, who helps us for the curating
yes.
the whole exhibition. And there are other friends like Amon. Mondo. Renu won't be there this time, but many other volunteers who join us to Lasse, make this Lasse who has come from Holland. Work. And these people are helping us to put up the exhibition. And we really thank and please come many to enjoy
and also
the exhibition.
We can also thank you very much the 50th anniversary, because last year they enabled us to make the frames, which makes it so we have 275 frames in 3 sizes.
So you can present the artworks properly.
It is much easier to take to frame them and take them out of the frames. The exhibition is much more beautiful hung like this. So this has made a difference. And not only are we using it for the Art for Land, but other artists, when they have exhibition, borrow the frames from us and use them in other venues.
And they appreciate it.
It's a wonderful asset for Auroville. Cool.
Now let's go to that part which some might ask. How many plots were bought from last year, Art for Land?
You have to see with the land people. We have not been involved in that.
I had received a mail from Mandakini, which was really showing. I can just pass on to you. Maybe you can speak about it later. Because now I'm into how to put this exhibition up with getting all the artistic, so my mind is not in that.
We do that part of the job. We simply serve. We
want the other part, Acres for Auroville and Green Acres, Mandakini.
Yes. They will be able to inform you. Maybe you can invite Aryadeep and he will be able to tell you how much they got. You know, it will be very interesting. Because our part is how to be an instrument to get donations through the artworks. That is our part, and Unity Pavilion is hosting that since 4 years
now. I think when we took on the second exhibition, somehow I think, for at least for myself, it was a feeling we need to support Mandakini, Aryadeep, and Sigrid. Mm. They are doing this work, and you know, we need to, if we might not bring in the huge money, but it is one time in the year when the land is in focus. And this is, I think, the communication, the sense of generosity, the talking about it, keeping it, this is for me as important as the money that we can bring in. And of course, our aim is to bring in more money. So for me, it's like people from outside do contribute. Aurovillians, if you like an artwork, we make an arrangement, you put us a monthly contribution, do what we can to bring this in and to make this river really, really big, because it is very, very, very important.
Thank you both so much, and see you on Friday 1st at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion.
Yes, please.
Very, very welcome.
Welcome, Miriam. Please.